I want to get down to the nitty-gritty of what type of activity Kayla is up to while this show is going on.
Okay.
A tweet from 1 minute ago from the Radio Kayla account. Hey, guys, I need some advice. Left or right swipe on this guy. And it's a Tinder.
Mm.
It's good show-related stuff, Kayla. Shows that your head's in the game.
It was during a break, and it was a joke because I pulled it up real quick, and it was Dennis, our promo guy, Gravedigger. So I thought it'd be funny to tweet it to Carmen and John.
Solid. Right? Like, if I see that, if I'm following the show and I see Kayla tweet something like that in the middle of the show, I think there's someone whose head's in the game. There is someone who is into Drew Garabo Live, focused on Drew Garabo Live, and is all Drew Garabo Live all the time between 2 and 6 p.m.
I am. I just pulled it up by accident. I was like, oh, that's funny that it was Dennis. I just thought it would...
Hey, guys, coming up next on this next segment, you won't believe what's blah, 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 blah. Stay tuned to Drew Garabo Live, because if you turn the dial now, you're going to miss this.
Which way do you want to swipe if you want to French kiss him?
I think that's left.
All right.
That's solid. That is solid in the game, Drew Garabo Live, right there. That is textbook. So when you tweet something like that, you just basically are telling your audience, hey, even I can't be bothered to pay attention to this show. Here's what's on my mind right now.
I am paying attention. I'm writing down right now. We're talking about this, and I just...
Are you writing down, Drew is talking about me not tweeting things about the show and tweeting things about Tinder?
Give up my Twitter account then.
Oh, no.
Not tweet anymore.
You're right. I'm sorry. I'm the bad guy for expecting for you to not tweet about not show-related stuff between 2 and 6.
Didn't know that we weren't allowed to. I'm sorry. I won't do it again.
How do you keep up with everybody's Twitter during the show?
I monitor your Twitters.
That's what I want to know.
That's the first non-Drew Garabo Live-related tweet that anyone has tweeted out in quite some time. Gio's good about it. You're good about it.
Yeah, I don't know. I haven't even tweeted in a couple days.
I meant to talk to you about that, too.
What do you want me to do?
I'm going
to
need more Drew Garabo Live-related tweets between 2 and 6 p.m.
Well, give me something to sell.
In fact, I would say that what you're doing by not tweeting is more harmful than what Kayla's doing, because someone could see that tweet on Kayla's timeline and go, oh, my God, she's working right now. I got to check out Drew Garabo Live.
Twitter's been a little bit lackluster recently.
Let's be honest. A lot lackluster recently.
Yeah, I don't know what it is.
I think it's because Twitter has become more popular and has brought more Facebook people over to Twitter.
Mm.
And more people on Twitter have a Facebook mentality of, if you do not like my post or if you do not follow me and we are not friends, that is somehow a personal affront. Twitter used to be about... people on Twitter respect Twitter.
Yeah, I'm chilling last night watching Monday Night Raw. A guy's jamming me up saying that we shouldn't have Hoppy on our show. He's a waste of space. And I said, we've never had Hoppy on our show. We just played a podcast. He goes, that's what I'm talking about. I said, but we still have never had him on our show.
Right.
I haven't been on Twitter since Sunday because I was on CU. I was on with TM Powell.
Yeah.
And some guy tweeted me, he goes, wow, Gio looks uncomfortable and the camera really does add 10 pounds. I was like, okay, this is what I needed to see on a Sunday afternoon as I'm hanging out with my family.
Jesus.
See you later, pal. Yeah. So I've been kind of slow on Twitter as of late.
I've noticed.
Were there any negative comments about your body, Kayla? Because, yeah, you were in that photo with Gio and TM Powell.
Do you see her between those two? She looks like she weighs 40 pounds.
Yeah. No, I think you meant 40 extra pounds. No, definitely
40 pounds total.
Oh, well, thank you. I appreciate that.
Your hips look so slim next to TM and Gio. Nothing against those, the burly gentlemen. But no, you look tiny.
Well, you know, as soon as you tweeted a photo from anywhere, you're doing a TV appearance, 1,000 people want to hop on and say you look atrocious.
Yeah.
You know, what were you thinking? Blah, blah, blah. So it's inevitable. You can't avoid those people. But yeah, I had some nice compliments about people that had watched the show. Some people had DVR'd it and watched it later, and they said that we both did a great job. So
good job, guys.
Thanks.
Radio Kayla, looking to see if she's retweeted anybody who said horrible things.
You can't give those people the time of the day. Come on. You got to let them go and let them troll themselves.
You're on Tinder a lot lately, according to your tweets. When you skip dinner, have a large glass of red wine, and hop on Tinder, hashtag bad combination.
I downloaded it yesterday after the show. I'm like, I haven't been back on Tinder. Let's try this thing.
Did you have any matches? Have you been messaging with anybody?
I matched several people last night, and we talked all the way up until about midnight, and I was like, I got to get into bed right now. What's going on?
Did anybody request pictures?
No. I did talk to some guy about dick pics and about how he wanted to send me one, and I said, I'm scared of penises. I'm asexual, and he didn't think that was funny and stopped talking to me.
Dennis, by the way, tweeted and said, you're getting a lot of flack for this, but which way did you swipe? Hashtag just wondering. Which way did you swipe? He's a good-looking fellow.
I did not swipe. I figured that I'd wait for him to get out of the area, so that way when I go back on Tinder, I don't have to make the choice.
I wonder if they had Tinder when I was in my 20s, if my number of sexual encounters would be more than four.
Oh, of course it would.
Really?
Yeah, you'd be slaying that vajayjay.
But we had MySpace, and I didn't take advantage of any of that.
Much different.
No, because you had the private messages, and you slide them into your top eight, and then they really want to come over to your house.
I played the MySpace game a little bit.
I mean, everybody enjoyed the MySpace game, but Tinder, it's just like, here is someone you can hook up with just by swiping.
Right, it's like, do you want to have sex with this person, right. Yes or no?
Right.
That's what it is, though. That's exactly what the app is for. I never tried to hook up with anybody on Facebook. I use Facebook for my friends, guys.
Here's a guy who tweeted, I can't get a swipe from Radio Kayla at midnight, and this Gravedigger guy gets a swipe at 4:40 in the afternoon. Wow, I'm destroyed. See, there's the damage of you tweeting that out. So when he listens to the show, now knows that you can swipe someone during business hours.
What's your Tinder radius, Kayla? Do you go 5 miles within my house? Do you go 10 miles? Are you doing it in all of Florida?
That is a good question, actually. I don't know, because we set it up so long ago that when you reactivate your Tinder, it's just whatever you had set before. Let's check my radius.
Like, are there people, you know, swiping you from Bartow, or is it people that are in your complex?
So my so my discovery settings are within 5 miles of here.
Oh, creepy.
And my ages are from 22 to 38.
Ugh, racist.
Is 38 really your cutoff?
38? Why cut it off at 38?
It used to be 18 to 50, and then I figured I had to narrow it down a little bit when you guys made me do that.
Oh, you narrowed it down too much.
18 to 50.
It's a wide range.
What would your age range be if you were on there, Garabo?
I'm downloading the app right now.
Are you?
Yes. I want to see what happens.
Well, what would your age range be?
27 to 60.
Did you pick 27 because it's 1 year older than me?
No, but I wish I had known that. I mean, yeah, hell yeah, I did. No, I'd go 25 to 55. Nice little 30-year radius.
You would not date anybody in their 50s.
Would too.
No, you would not.
I would too.
No, you
would. I would too.
You can't go 25 to 50.
I most certainly can.
And actually look for something on the 50 spectrum.
I am that versatile where I could go 25 to 50.
Because you're looking for conversation, right?
Yeah, that's it.
Companionship, man.
Yeah. All right. Tinder would now like to send me notifications. Do I want notifications?
Yeah.
I didn't ask me. I don't know. Didn't you have it before?
I guess so.
Oh, man.
There's Marlene, 63.
That's your wheelhouse, buddy.
So it's got an X and a heart. Is that the same thing as swiping left or swiping right?
So you want to swipe left if you don't want the person. You swipe right if you want to make a connection.
No offense, Marlene, but I'm going to go ahead and pass. Not interested. Dragging a picture to the left indicates you're not interested in Marlene. That's right. Confirmed.
Maybe I'm interested in Marlene. Can you swipe for me?
Now, Michelle 49 has four ladies here. We don't know which of those is Michelle, but we are to assume it's the least attractive one, right?
They don't have a description in there that says this is me or no?
No, it's just four ladies. So you just know that she's the ugmo in the group.
Yeah. It's the only photo she has.
Yeah, that's it.
Well, click on the bio and then there might be more photos within it.
Look, there's Lisa, age 41. She's holding up a fake mustache of herself. That's kind of attractive.
Yeah, yeah. You should go out with her.
Swipe right?
Yeah.
All right.
Invite her to the studio on Friday.
Swipe. What are you doing? Why'd you tap her? Wait.
See all of her photos.
Oh, she's with Stuff, the Magic Dragon. She's a Magic fan.
Garabo, you should have a swipe fest and invite all of the people who match up with you into the studio to fight for your love.
Okay. Like, yes. Sydney, age 20. Oh, she looks so cute, but 20. Sorry, honey.
No, she looks like she has a lot to talk about.
Ooh, Tanya, 43. She's got a lot to talk about. Swipe right. This is so much fun. Rachel, age 43. What if you don't know? What do you swipe? Can I swipe down or up?
No, you have to swipe right or left at this point.
So when you swipe that you like them, then what happens? Then
yeah,
they contact
how do they
you?
Know?
It connects you, and you go to your messages, and you start talking, and you can exchange numbers. You can see who your connections are through Facebook and stuff.
Oh, so like, you open up, and it shows all the people that have liked your profile.
I had a couple of people last night that we have mutual friends, and that's the only reason I swiped right on them, because I was like, oh, hey, they know three people I work with. Swipe right.
That's an attractive 53-year-old woman.
Yeah, but she's wearing glasses. What's she hiding under there?
Click at her photos.
Okay. I'm clicking. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Oh, look at how cute she is.
Yeah, you're right.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Swipe left. Ooh, an African-American 19-year-old female with a nose ring.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Swipe right. Lamaris, age 40. I belong to you, God. If you belong to him, I don't need you.
Well, you can have a threesome, though, and share.
Diana, 40. She's got a kid. I've got a kid. There, swipe right. Christina, 44. Kind of a crazy look in her eyes, but I don't mind crazy. Let's swipe right on you. Jennifer, 43. Well, you're female. Why not swipe right on you? Tammy, 50. Alina's 35. This is so much fun. You could just sit here and swipe left and right and see who... It's the greatest
app. Did you get any matches yet?
I don't know. How do I know?
It'll tell you if you instantly match, it's because they've already swiped on you. But I'd be willing to bet you probably don't have a lot right now because you just downloaded the app again.
Oh, my God. Should I change my profile photo? It's me and Jacob 2 times.
Yeah.
Are they going to think I'm the one on the right? I mean, no, no.
Wait,
no,
you've been on Tinder before?
No, but I mean, it takes your Facebook. If you log in with Facebook, it takes your profile.
Yeah. Oh, well, they're gonna think that Jacob two times is the guy.
Oh no,
that's swiping.
I mean, nothing. That's not such a bad thing for.
Well, you don't want to catfish somebody. It's only fair,
right? I would rather them know that I'm me, not Jacob two times.
Right.
No, that's not your photo. That's your photo.
Oh, that's a good looking. Oh, how who would not swipe right on that right there?
What is that? You doing a teep? What is that?
Yeah, that's me being interviewed at the Hard Rock with a suit on.
Oh, come on, man.
That's a good one. I emceed that night.
What are the photos you got going on there?
I don't know. Let's check.
That's the equivalent of you taking a picture in front of a microphone. You're saying, hey, listen, I'm important.
Well, remember my Grindr photo was me in front of the microphone. That was very successful. If I were gay, I'd be hooking up all over the place.
Can you invite any possible matches that you have into the studio on Friday?
Okay. Like, so you want me to invite the people who swipe the other way on me?
Yeah.
And then we invite them in for a swipe on Friday?
It's called First Date Friday.
First Date Friday?
Yeah.
Fine. What if nobody swipes on me?
You'll get some swipes.
You promise?
That is a really good photo.
You'll
get some swipes.
Thank you very much.
Kayla, if you saw any of our faces on Tinder, be honest, just off the face.
Look, what is your profile pic? Give me your profile pic.
Show her by your face.
Oh, you smile at her?
Yeah, show her.
No, you wouldn't? Oh, screw you!
What is your bio read? Read me your bio real quick.
My bio? Yeah. I like fishing, farming, deadlifting, and raising elk on my farm. Are you into that?
Are you shirtless in your photo?
I'm wearing a tank top.
I'm in. Swipe right.
Thank God.
Gio, what's your profile?
My picture?
Yeah, yeah.
I'd be like this.
Oh, that's good.
I do have a solid thumbs up.
Tell us a little something about yourself.
I enjoy drinking and partying and having a good time.
Oh, yeah.
Let's go out.
Swipe right.
Swipe right.
Yes.
Swipe right all day. Oh, this has been great. Good job, everybody.
I kind of want to get on now.
I know. It's so addictive. I'm swiping all day. Like, during the breaks, all I'm going to do is swipe now.
Hey, Kayla should check her Tinder in the show more often.
Yeah. For what?
Nothing.
Should I ask Phoebe if it's okay if I get on for the show?
No, I didn't ask anybody.
Well, I know, but I need to ask.
No, it's show content.
I can't work that angle, okay?
Should we call her on next on the air?
Oh, she's probably at stupid Sam Smith.
Who do you think will get more swipes out of three of us?
I don't know.
You think you would, don't you?
Maybe. It depends on what picture you use.
You can't use the name Drew Garabo.
What? That's me. That's the only thing I have going for me.
I know.
Oh, then you are.
You have to be Al Goldberg.
Jacob two times. I'll talk to him next.
Should we do this Tinder thing? I don't have Facebook, though. Can I still get on?
Yeah, you just can't log in with Facebook.
Okay.
I don't know how you log in, though. We'll find out next. Also, dangerous news for those of you who may have planned a nice roll in the hay with an armadillo tonight. I'll tell you why that's bad news next. But are you as obsessed with football as they are over at Buffalo Wild Wings? Thought so. While you're waiting for the fantasy and football season to approach, head on over to B-Dubs for new items on their limited time only menu. I never thought I'd say this, but Buffalo Wild Wings just got more obsessed with beer. They're rolling out new specials. Seth is taking his Tinder profile photo.
Peace sign or no peace sign?
No peace sign.
No peace sign.
No peace sign. I do need to mention, before Seth's Tinder game goes any further, that we're looking for a push, a cush push, if you will, for best local couple.
Oh, jeez.
For the Creative Loafing. Now, look, we all know the Creative Loafing Best of the Bay Awards are for one purpose and one purpose only, and that is so that dumbass radio people like us will promote the Best of the Bay contest and call attention to the free paper. We know that. I'm not going to campaign for you to vote for me for best radio personality because, quite frankly, I don't get any money out of it, and I really don't care. Is it flattering to be named in the top three as I have a couple of times in the last couple of years? Sure, it's flattering as hell.
If you win, do you get something or?
You get a plaque.
A plaque, okay.
Yeah, but Mike's going to win. Mike won last year. Mike won the year before last. Mike's going to win best radio personality. So, you know, being named second or third, it's an honor. I want the Kushners to be voted best local couple.
Why?
I don't know. I think you're a power couple.
Oh, good God.
She is the young, hot, up-and-coming programmer at Hot 101.5.
Yes.
You,
yes.
The executive producer for Afternoon Drive's hottest radio program, Drew Garabo Live.
It's getting there.
So you two are a radio powerhouse.
Thank you.
So you should be best local couple.
This is just, I guess, the nomination period. And Phoebe said that she actually nominated us many times. And she said she really, really wants to win this. I haven't been onto the website for Creative Loafing one time, but I feel like I should if she wants us badly.
Yeah, you should campaign for it.
I don't want to campaign. What do I say? We're the best couple?
Do we know who usually wins the category?
I have no idea, but I feel like Steve and Julie Weintraub could take us down.
No way, dude.
Yeah.
No way. I like you guys way more than them.
I did a power couple speaking engagement with them, and they brought the house down.
People love the Weintraubs.
They do.
But do they really know the Weintraubs?
I do. They're great people.
Yeah, they seem like really nice. They do a lot for charity, too.
Yeah, they're nice.
Dang it. Well, but I mean, that's the old guard. Much like when Madonna tongue-kissed Britney Spears to bring in the new.
Okay.
I'm going to tongue-kiss you and bring in you and Phoebe.
That would be wonderful. I don't think if I went on Tinder for this experiment, it would do anything for the best couples of the Bay.
But you got her permission, right?
Yeah, she tweeted me and said that it's okay if I get on Tinder to see if anybody wants to have sex with me.
Good. My wife did the same thing.
I know, but what if I get on it? What if I get on and all these girls, which I don't know if it would happen, if they want to hook up with me, and then I'm talking to them.
Right. What's the problem?
I don't know. I don't feel like I should put myself in that position.
You're just talking, though.
You're just talking.
Yeah, but it's like, hey, you're hot. Hey, you're hot. Let's have sex.
Yeah.
Except we can't do the let's have sex part.
Well, I mean, you can say let's have sex. Just don't have sex.
I can't say let's have sex.
No, you can't say let's have sex, but you can engage in the fantasy.
How many nominations do you need in order to make the ballot?
Oh, good Lord. I have no idea. But a couple people on Twitter, including Redbeard, have been telling people to vote for us for a couple weeks now.
I voted for you today.
No, you did not.
I swear to you, I did.
Why?
I went on to the Best of the Bay, and I saw Best Local Couple, and I said Seth and Phoebe Kushner.
You did not vote for yourself for Best Radio Host?
I did. I most certainly did, yeah.
What else did you nominate for?
I nominated myself for Best Local Follow on Twitter.
Okay.
And I nominated myself for, I think that was it.
Who did you vote for a culinary review? I did Carlos Eats because we had that dinner with him.
Oh, but I left that blank. I filled out the ones that are really important to me.
Man, you guys have a lot of free time on your hands.
Yeah. You know, you're getting ready for the show. Man, I'm swiping right all over the place and I'm not getting any matches.
You said you swiped a 19-year-old. What did you broaden your age range on Tinder?
Yeah. I can't leave these girls out. They're so cute. Like, I mean, we're not going to be able to talk about anything.
You're giving like a courtesy swipe?
No, it wasn't for courtesy. If she swiped right on me, I'd talk to her.
I feel like I could do this Tinder experiment if somebody runs my Tinder for me. Like, Kayla, can you set up a Tinder for me? And any girl that's a 3 on the scale of 1 to 10 or above, swipe right.
Are we doing a fake name or are you still Seth Kush?
Yes, my fake name's going to be Evan Longoria.
So you just need a buffer zone in between
yeah.
You know, talking to the women.
Yeah, because if, you know, Selena Gomez all of a sudden swipes on me, I can't hold myself back.
When are you going to be within a 5-mile, even 10-mile radius of Selena Gomez?
You never know.
Go 50.
I'm in weird places.
Would you swipe right on this Danielle 41? She's got a green neon ski mask over her face. I like her style.
That's her main photo?
Yeah.
Like she could have third-degree burns under that mask.
I'm not going to judge her for that.
That's true. You wouldn't. You're a good man.
Right swipe. Whoop. I love this video game. It's just like Grindr. When like I was on there, I felt so desired on Grindr that there were dudes all over the place like, hey, you're cute. This is the opposite. No one's saying, hey, you're cute.
There's a new app that just got rolled out. It's just like Tinder, except it's for lesbians. It's called Her.
Her?
Yeah, I just saw it this morning. I actually thought about setting up a profile on it just to see.
Go for it.
I know. I'd be curious to see what kind of inappropriate conversations I'd have with other lesbians.
I'd say very inappropriate. I have a tweet from a Ron Menon. Who wants to know if you would swipe right or left on him?
I if he's within a 5-mile radius, I'll get him and I'll decide then.
I think you know what he looks like, though. He looks a lot like a guy who works here whose name sounds a lot like Ron Menon.
Oh, okay. Got it. We might have already connected, so yeah.
Oh.
Surprise.
Yeah, I know. I swipe right on everyone. It's fine.
Hello? Hello?
Hello?
What the hell is going on there, Cody?
There are two crying babies.
Two? Oh, and you're calling about Tinder.
Yeah, I met my boyfriend on Tinder, and I got pregnant on our first or second date. I'm not really sure which one it was. Probably the first.
And how long exactly did you talk to each other through Tinder before you had sex?
Maybe like a month.
All right. So it wasn't one of those... You meet him in the afternoon, you have sex with him in the evening, you're pregnant by morning kind of things.
Well, I mean, that's kind of how it went, but we did talk, but we had never met in person until that night.
I see. So you chatted on Tinder for a month, and then you finally met each other, and as soon as you met each other, you had sex.
Well, after a few drinks and such.
You ever hear about this crazy new little thing called prophylactics or condoms?
No, but I did use Plan B, and that didn't work. So, public service announcement for anyone who thinks Plan B works, it doesn't.
Plan B?
Is that the pill?
Oh, I thought it was pulling out. Is there Plan B? Is that code for something, or is that over the counter thing called Plan B?
Yeah, it's the over the counter emergency contraceptive that you take the next day.
Oh, okay. I thought the B might stand for butt.
We're still together, and it's like the greatest Tinder story ever. But I wouldn't ever suggest that anyone goes their route that we did.
Oh,
yeah. Okay. We just to be in the car with two crying babies.
Pass on that.
We just nominated you on Creative Loafing's Best of the Bay for Best Tinder Story of the Year.
And Best Birth Control. Not what you use, but those babies crying in the background will pretty much assure that I'm never going to have unprotected sex with anyone ever again. But thank you very much. Good luck to you and your boyfriend, and I wish you a lifelong happiness and marriage together.
Hey, thanks.
Thank you.
Oh, by the way, Phoebe sent me a text that I am not allowed on Tinder. I guess I misread her tweet. Oh,
okay.
So
that was fast.
So she kind of tweeted publicly that you were allowed on Twinder.
I thought she
Twinder,
did.
Twinder. Twinder. Twinder hooks you up with other twins.
Yeah.
It was a typo or what happened?
I guess I misread it quick. Let's see what it says. It says, sure, you can get on Tinder. It says, yeah, sure, you can get on Tinder. # things I'd never say. # evil wife.
Yeah. She means that she would never say that.
I thought she would never say that, but no. She just did.
No, she's saying things I would never say. Like, sure, you can get on Tinder. # things I would never say. # I'm not really saying this because I mean it. # read the sarcasm dummy.
It's hard to read # sometimes.
How about just yes or no next time?
I'm going to mute her for that.
Seth is so hardcore that he muted his wife on Twitter. Ladies and gentlemen, you know him. You love him. He stole my Facebook profile photo. His name is Jacob Two Times.
Hey, Drew, and Boy, and Gio, and Kayla, how are you doing?
What is crack-a-lackin', Jacob?
Hey, Drew. Hey, Drew, and Boy, do you want to guess what I had for lunch today?
Oh, boy. Okay, now don't give the answer until we completely give up.
Okay, I won't.
Okay, Seth, you go first. What did Jacob Two Times have for lunch today?
A Bojangles hoagie with a Plan B sprinkled on top of it.
Wrong.
I'm going to go with a chicken parmesan submarine sandwich from Subway Submarine Sandwich.
Okay. You got half that right.
Okay. I probably not the chicken parmesan sandwich part.
Well, you have the chicken right, but it wasn't a sandwich.
Gio?
You had chicken nuggets.
Oh, chicken McNuggets?
No. It was chicken tenders from the store.
Now, Kayla doesn't get a guess.
That was close.
All right, so
Come on. Kayla needs to guess.
Kayla's guess is chicken tenders from the store.
She's funny, Drew.
She sure is. This is Jacob Two Times. Did you have a question for us?
Well, I just want to know something, Drew. Why don't you take phone calls before 3? Do you like it like that or what?
We've noticed that the majority of phone calls before 3 generally suck out loud, so therefore we don't take phone calls before 3 anymore.
Okay. But here's my question, though. If we're on our way for our 30th birthday and Caleb's calling you, you'll take that call, right?
Oh, sure. Yeah, no, listen. You and Caleb have immunity always. You can call at 2:15, and you're more than welcome to sit on hold for 45 minutes.
Oh, man, boy, that's funny.
That is good. Do you want to go to see Sam Smith tonight at all, Jacob? Hello?
I don't have the plans for that. No, I don't. And by the way, I don't think my parents would allow me to go see Sam Smith. No. However, boy, I did talk to your wife today, and she's pretty good.
At what?
At Hot 101.5. I called over there, and she answered the phone.
I've got a match! I matched somebody on Tinder! Wow! Welcome to a lifetime of romance. What do I do now, Kayla? Me and Misty have liked each other.
You and Misty start a conversation.
So Chase, okay, send, do I send?
Icebreaker, think icebreaker.
Kayla's so funny, she cracks me up on the radio all the time.
All right, hold on, Jacob. I need an icebreaker. I got it. Ready for this one? I'm going to be me, and Seth, you be Misty. How much does the average polar bear weigh?
How much?
Enough to break the ice. Hi, my name's Drew.
Unfriended.
Boom! 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 Take those panties off!
Let's see. Let me see Misty. How old is she?
Old enough to know better, but young enough not to care. She's a little older, like
yeah.
me.
Yeah, she is.
She's probably not as old as I am. I think she's 40.
Perfect. Send message.
No, give me that.
I got you.
Send it.
Let me send the message.
No.
Let me send the message.
No, you're ruining it.
No, I got you.
Give me the goddamn phone. Give me that.
Gosh. Let me talk to Misty. Let me talk to her.
No.
Come on.
What did you say? You matched with Misty 58 seconds ago. Well, you've come this far. Might as well say something. Hi. Sorry, Jacob. Hi, Misty. How are you today? No.
Here, let me do this, dude.
No. How's it hanging?
No.
What's shaking bacon?
Let me send the message.
What's crack-a-lacking? How's your day? How's your day?
You're out of breath.
How's your day? Boom, send.
How's your day?
Yes. That's your opening line?
What am I supposed to say? Get them drawers off?
Yeah.
Jacob, what would you say to a girl for the first time, like if you were looking to break the ice?
If I was looking for the break the ice, I'd say I'm a ladies' man. If any of you want me, come get me, baby.
Yeah. Damn it! Why didn't I think of that? I'm such an idiot.
I'm a ladies' man. If any of you ladies are looking for action, come get it, baby.
I'm a ladies' man. If any of you ladies want me, come get me, baby.
You know what one I like to go with, Jacob, is, hey, you know what would look good on you? Me.
What?
Me.
Drew.
Yeah?
Hey, Drew, guess what, Drew? I miss you, Drew.
I miss you, too.
Yeah, I know, right? Hey, Drew, guess what, Drew? Now, listen, Drew, does Ann Kelly take phone calls in the morning at the Dove? I don't know. I hadn't talked to Ann Kelly in a long time.
Hold on, let me ask her. Hey, baby. Yeah, just stop for a second. Yeah. Do you take phone calls in the morning at the Dove?
Yes. Oh, she said yes. She said she can't wait to hear from you and that she'll be rubbing her red pubis on the phone when you're talking to her.
No.
Fire crotch.
Say that.
She said that.
Don't say that.
She said that.
Don't say it.
I never would say that. Okay. Come on, Drew, be nice.
She said it.
Drew, be nice.
I will.
Nice,
no, I love Ann Kelly. So here's what I would do if I'm you. Roses are red. Your name is Ann Kelly. I'm scratching my head, and I'd like to kiss you where you're smelly. Nice little fun rhyme.
She's so funny. Hey, guess what?
What?
My name is Jacob Two-Times Ellis and Drew Garabo. Drew and Boy and Gio and Kayla are funny, and they make my day go so much better. How does that rhyme?
Oh, it doesn't rhyme at all, but we love you, Jacob Two-Times. Great to hear from you.
The next match you get, can I write back? Just one.
Okay.
Thank you.
Seth, I need a solid open line for somebody that just matched me if you want to write to him.
I don't know if I want to. Yeah, let me write to a bro. I'll take your phone.
It's probably bad if I see my wife on there, right? I'm having some fun. She's not on.
Everybody's getting matches during the show here.
Yeah.
Back to boy
just
now,
got
Jacob.
Matched. You go ahead and you write to him.
Yeah.
Notice that?
Yep. You're back to boy. Did you hear that? Like you were Seth yesterday and now you're boy.
I don't listen to him when he calls me boy. It's a tune out.
Hi, Misty. How's your day? She still hasn't... What do three moments mean? Does that mean I've had three people? No, it doesn't. Share fun moments with all your... OKTY and yours? But she spelled yours YURS. That means she's a busy girl, and she doesn't even have time to put the O in yours. I know. I'll say, I notice you missed the O in yours. You'll never miss another O again as long as I'm your man, because I'm giving you the O all day long. O, O, O. You know what I'm talking about. O.
Just so everybody knows, Kayla's clapping for some reason.
I would totally fall for that.
I'm going to say that, too. Hold on. Here we go.
She's setting you up. That's a normal thing. The O's missing.
Hold on. I notice that you missed the O in yours, period. You will never miss another O again if I am your man, baby. I noticed that you missed the show in yours. You'll never miss another O again if I am your man, baby. Close enough.
Send.
By the way, I responded to a guy on Kayla's Tinder that she had a match with. Is this good? Tell me.
Okay, let me see. Hey, bae. What does it say? Hey, bae.
Here, take the phone. Take the phone over there okay. by the mic.
It says, hey, bae, want to see da goods?
Da goods.
Yeah, she's hood.
Oh, Tinder's the best thing ever.
Don't tell anybody, but this is the Drew Garabo live hidden track of the day. Suck it down. Taste it.
What's up, Aaron? How are you?
Hey, good. How are you, Drew?
Wonderful. Thank you very much. Anytime I can do a public service announcement, like telling people leprosy is now Hansen's disease, I'm more than happy to help. By the way, 9 cases of leprosy or Hansen's disease confirmed in Florida this year. Contact with armadillos is the suspected source.
Oh, my God.
Indeed.
Wow.
Yep.
Hey, are you giving away Sam Smith tickets?
I'm not, but I know who is.
Who?
I've got a good friend who's working next door. It's not Chase, is it?
Chase is doing a live broadcast from Sam Smith, so Sam is running the board.
Sam Smith is running the board?
Sam, I'm not going to say her last name.
St. Pete Sam.
St. Pete Sam.
On the Twitter machine.
Yes.
She's cute. Aaron, what I want you to do, I want you to play the part of a radio caller. It shouldn't be hard for you because that's what you are.
Okay.
Now, I'm going to call what is known as the hotline number.
Let me just check to make sure she's over there.
Good. The hotline number doesn't ring through on the regular request line. The hotline rings through like its only employees have this number.
Okay.
So Sam's going to wonder how you got this number.
Right.
Don't just tell her I know someone who works there, okay?
Okay.
Hold on one sec. We'll find out that she's there.
Yeah.
She's there. Okay. All right. Is she suspicious at all, Seth?
No.
All right. So when she answers, you're just going to talk to her directly and just ask her if she has Sam Smith tickets. All right, dude?
Okay, cool.
Mm-hmm. And tell her you used to love her on the Jade Show.
Yeah.
Okay.
She was on the Jade Show?
Kill the music.
Yeah.
Pranking our coworkers.
Hot studio.
Hey, do you have any Sam Smith tickets available?
Sam Smith tickets, we don't have it. We're not giving any away on air. They're giving them away downtown, or at the Amelie Arena. You have to go there.
Really? You can't give them away? I used to love you on the Jade Show. Remember?
Who is this?
This is somebody I used to work for the radio station. You don't have any Sam Smith tickets you can give me?
You used to work for the radio station? What's your name?
Bob.
Bob?
Yes.
Cool. Well, I'm sorry, Bob. We don't have any to give away on air. I'm sorry. They're giving them away in front of the Amelie Arena tonight.
I have to go all the way. I live in Sarasota. I mean, I'd still go there to see the show, but only if I'm guaranteed tickets.
I can't guarantee them for you, but you should go check it out.
Please, I'll do anything. I really will.
I'm sorry. I got to go. I got a broadcast to do here, but I would try the Amelie Arena. That's all I can tell you.
Hey, Sam, do you have a pair?
Or maybe StubHub.
Sam, you have a pair for me?
What?
Do you have a pair for me?
Who?
Me.
What?
Me.
Who's you?
Me. A secret admirer.
Bob?
No.
Who are you?
Who are you?
Hey, Sam, do you have a pair for me?
Seth! Oh, my God.
We love you, Sam.
Okay, sorry. I knew it was something weird. I just
have a great afternoon and take care of that broadcast.
Yeah, I will. See you later, Bob.
Thanks, Sam. Bye, Aaron. Good job, man. Thank you. We don't have the tickets, but you did a damn fine job, dude.
All right, thank you.
Take care, dude. You really wanted those tickets.
We should call the hotline every single day.
We really should, man. We're missing out by not calling them. Whether it's Chase or Sam, it's always money.